Good evening, everyone. To begin our service this evening, let's turn to song number 28 in the church hymnal. Song number 28. Okay, song number 383. Song number 383.
Where I be still to
Okay, song number 536. Song number 536. Okay, at this time we'll look to Jerry for our devotions.
Good evening. I'd like to just share a few thoughts about singing and the relationship that has with our connection with God. And I'd like to, for beginning, to read out of the book of Psalm, and Psalm 13, for like an introduction here. Psalm 13. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest mine enemy say, I have prevailed against him, and those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully with me. And it's interesting to consider in the Bible the connection between the different men of faith that we have here, and how their connection with God in difficult times led to singing and we know of many. But I have just a few thoughts here that I'd like to share with you. Not all of these are original with me. Have you ever wondered why God's desire for his people, to sing? What role should singing play in my life of a Christian? What is it about worship through song that it is so important to God? You may not know it, but God has already answered these questions in the Bible, and we'll look at a few of these. when we sing, we obey. When we look at Colossians 3, verse 16, it says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." God's people are more than just invited to singing. We are commanded to sing. When we sing, we're doing what God asks us. Singing also, when you sing, you dig deep roots in the Word. There in Colossians 3:16 it says, the word of Christ dwell in you richly. In other words, it's something that is rich. It's deep. It's going to stay. The Apostle Paul lays out this exhortation to let God's word dwell in us richly, and then he tells us how to live out that command. The first, of course, is teaching, but the second is singing. Singing is one of the two chief ways in which God's word dwells in us richly. And as we observe in the last point, singing is a command, but this command comes with a promise. As we sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs together, we are promised that God's word, that the word of Christ will dwell in us richly, which is what we should crave as believers. And I think this next one is something that is valuable, especially with our church and fellow believers. You know, when someone is singing, it's difficult just to stay completely silent. Singing helps to build each other up, and that's why we come together in this way. In a united effort. First, you build up fellow believers when you sing. In Ephesians 5:19 says, "Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." When it is a hymn that someone is singing, and they're singing it to the honor and glory of God, it has an effect on those around us. The exhortation to singing comes on the heels of bearing with one another, forgiving one another, putting on love, being at peace as one united in the body of Christ. These are the things that singing to the honor and glory of God can do. And the other, I think, important aspect is when you sing, you're spiritually strengthened for a trial, and that only comes when we are given ourselves over to God, completely committed to Him. One example is Paul and Silas, and there's many others. And it turns our minds towards God. When we sing the songs of Zion, it opens that connection, it opens that walk with God, our minds, it makes it flow. And I'd like to turn over to Psalm 105. Psalms 105, 1 through 4. O give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing songs unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name, let the heart of them that rejoice, that seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face evermore. David went through a lot in his life, and I think he understood what it was to be in desperate situations, but he also knew what it was to have that communion with God. And it would seem as though that he often was able to do that, to make that sweet communion through singing and worshiping God in that way. And so when we face things, it's not natural for everyone to, you know, to go to singing. But I think that even the thoughts of songs coming through to our mind can help us in those difficult times. All right, that's all I have for this evening. Why don't we stand for a word of prayer? Father, we thank you so much for all that you have done for us and that we can come together. We thank you, Lord, that you know each of our hearts, and Lord, you know our struggles, you know our trials, and Lord, that you can lift us up. We thank you for your word. We thank you for song and the words that are there, and for men and women that have been open to allow you to work through them and to write songs. And may we use it for your honor and your glory, and to be strengthened to be drawn closer to you. Be with us this evening, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's turn over in the Christian hymnal to number 273. After this, the children can come forward and Kendra will have some singing for them. Christian hymnal 273.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, children, for those songs, and Kendra for leading them. Does one of you have a selection? From either hymnal?
505 in
the church. Okay. 505 in the church hymnal. And after this song, we'll look to Andrea for a song group. Song number 505.
The summons. And one phrase that's really stuck out to me is, "Will you care for cruel and kind and never be the same?"
This race, for I don't want to run this.
Thank you all for sharing those songs. We'll take a couple selections from you out of either book.
516 in the church hymnal.
516 in the church hymnal. All right. For a change of position, why don't we all stand to sing this song?
Who is on the Lord's side? Who will serve?
Someone else have a selection? 570. The hem of his garment, 570. At this time, Uncle Wayne has a group, and they can come forward.
We're going to sing two songs this evening. About a month ago, someone put two songs in our mailbox back there and had a note with them and said they wanted me to get a group together and sing them the next hymn sing. So that's why we're up here. The first song is Peace Like a River, and the second one is That Glad Reunion Day.
Thank you.
All right, thank you for those songs. Does someone have another selection?
Number 600.
Number 600, the Christian hymnal. Song number 600. After this song, Jerry will have a history of a song.
One of the songs that has impressed me over the years when facing different situations or difficult situations is a song, How Great Thou Art. And there in the first line of that song, it says, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. And, you know, different things catch your attention at different times. And one of the most recent ones was when I was in Montana. It was like, I don't know, 10, 12 below zero. And there was a pheasant, actually many pheasants out there walking around in the snow, you know, and that's such a tiny little bird. And I asked Kevin, my brother-in-law, you know, what in the world keeps that bird from the, you know, from the blood just freezing up, 12, 13 below zero, and wind blowing. But my mind went to this song again. When I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made. And anyhow, here is a little bit on how this song came to be. While recovering from a serious mining accident in Oklahoma, Vernon Spencer began playing music at a local bar. He enjoyed the work so much that he hopped a train to Hollywood in 1931, hoping to make it big. Tim Spencer became his stage name, and he joined Roy Rogers and the Sons of the Pioneers to become one of the most popular groups in America. Tim married a Christian woman named Velma, who prayed earnestly for him, especially while he was on the road. He needed all the prayers he could get, for his lifestyle was epitomized by the title of one of his hits, Cigarettes, Whiskey, and Wild Women. Then one day, in the hotel in Hazleton, Pennsylvania, Tim opened a letter from his wife. Included was a verse of Scripture. Picking up a nearby Gideon Bible, Tim read the passage and realized he needed a change in his life. In prayer, he yielded his life to the Lordship of Christ. Tim Spencer later established a gospel music publishing company, Manna Music, and a few years later, his college-aged son, Hal, brought him a song from a student missionary conference. Tim contacted the author of the words, Stuart Hind, and published the song. It became one of the most beloved hymns of the 20th century. And I thought we could at least sing the first two verses of this song. I read the first one. The second one, when through the woods and forest glades I wander and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze. Let's sing these two verses.
Sing the last verse.
when Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art.
When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul,
we'll take one more selection from you. 566 in the church hymnal. Okay, song number 566 in the church hymnal. And on the last verse of this song, the chorus can come forward.
Thank you.
Darkness of evil.
Behold.
Okay, thank you everyone for taking part, and we'll turn the time over to one of the ministers to close.